Let's go into my next pick, which is a good transition. The Flawless Remix by Beyonce featuring Nicki Minaj. Love is also not flawless, but this is a peppier song than Don't Hurt Yourself, where it's just Beyonce and Nicki being like, hey, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hype track, and that's pretty much, you know, what you need sometimes.
Every time you go out, that's what you just got to put on, some Flawless.
I put it on if I'm, like, getting ready. I'm like, Instagram, another Flawless pick, you know?
yes. I like Flawless. That's a good time. That was a good time for me.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. Sometimes you just need something where you're, like, I don't know. I have a lot of, like, self-confidence issues, like, about, like, the way that I look. But, like, if I put on Flawless, I'm like, fuck yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Put on a button-down shirt.
Same.
You know? Look like you dress your age and, like, you know, you're going to go to a bar and you're going to have fun tonight.
Yep. It's like, you deserve to wear more than just black, Sally. You deserve to wear a hot pink dress and have a great night.
Yeah, you know.
I never do that.
I can't relate to that.
I'm just unrelatable. It's fine. I'm so happy I'm doing comedy.
Well, no, that's like for me, like I also only wear black. But I like dark colors, black. Like, I have a handful of white t-shirts, and I'm like, these don't fit my body the way I want. Not don't fit, but like they're not the most flattering thing.
I'm the same way.
All black, baby.
Yep. But then when you put on Flawless, there's just something in it where you're like,
let's go for a red.
Yes, adventure.
Yeah,
that's the song.
Exactly. Let's roll into your next pick, which is Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
All right, tell me about Born This Way.
It's another good one where it's just a confidence boost where, like, God didn't make any mistakes. You're beautiful. You're you. And you deserve to just flip your hair, have fun, and, you know, don't take yourself so seriously or be too critical. 'Cause you, like, in Lady Gaga's documentary, she was also very critical with how she looked and stuff like that. And I get it. I mean, like, I'm compared to looking like her.
Right.
So when she...
when Lady Gaga complains about the way she looks, I'm like, you're complaining about the way I look.
Yeah, too. I'm like, damn, you think you're ugly? Like, what do you think of me? Like, I don't even have that much money. So I'm very self-conscious. I have to say a lot of like positive words for myself and like to myself. And I think a lot of it was like gymnastics of like, you're not good enough. You are a little fluffy to do like X, Y, and Z moves. Cause like I was right. chubbier like growing up and, you know, I didn't like certain things. Like people made fun of my nose. People right. made fun of like my acne. And then like, you know, your mom would tell you like, no, you look like me. Like I made you. And like, you're beautiful. And like your mother sees it, right. you know, cause like, yes, you are a miracle in your mother's eyes. Yeah. Like you grew there. Like you like marinated everything that you are. That's what you're supposed to be like physically.
My mom tells me that when I wear a nice shirt and not a bad t-shirt, she's like, you look good today. I'm like, is Aww. It because I'm not wearing a Slayer shirt?
Yeah, my mom tells me I look really good after the stomach flu. She was like, oh my God, you look so good, like so trim. Like, yeah, great.
But yeah, I like the song too just because it became an anthem. Yeah. Like, I hated this when it came out. I'll be dead honest. Like,
same. I didn't yeah. love it either.
Because like, what I love about Gaga, especially that the first two albums or so, Fame and Fame Monster, mm-hmm. was that it was dark and like yep. kind of like evil. And like Born This Way has moments that are sort of like that. But this song in particular is so uplifting that at the time I was like, I don't want this. I want paparazzi.
Yes.
But like, I like how Born This Way ended up becoming like, it really became an anthem for everybody. At the time, it was like, I feel like the gay community took it on
yeah.
a lot. And like, that's awesome. And now I feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, I was born this way. This is who I am.
Yeah. Be you, do you, for you. Bam.
Hell yeah.
I'm a marketing genius. Gaga, hire me.
Print it on t-shirts. Sell it.
Yeah.
Let's go into my next pick, which is Woman by Kesha. I love Kesha.
Yeah.
There were a lot of Kesha songs I could have picked. excuse me. But I figured for girl power in particular, this was the obvious choice. You know, I'm a motherfucking woman.
Woo.
You know, and like, not that I really relate to it, but like, I'm like, oh, hey, this is a great, you know, this is a song that I listen to and I just think, yeah, power women.
Yeah, they're amazing. You can have
like,
a baby.
They're great.
Yeah, we're all right.
Yeah, I figured that there's not really a sense that I could be like, yeah, you know, I'm just like, you go, women.
Yeah, women are, you know, we work hard. But everyone works hard. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know.
We could just have babies. We create life, so.
The hardest work of all.
That's very hard. I don't think I could do natural birth, but that's, you know, a story for a different day.
You know, C-sections are fine. I don't know if they gave me a look like there are other options, too.
Everyone freaks out over C-sections because all the drugs that the mother right. is getting, like the kid is going to get, which could cause anxiety, depression, acne, well, a
leaky
gut. That's
why I'm depressed. I'm going to yell at my mom.
I went to a holistic doctor and he did all my blood work and because I had really like terrible acne. And I was talking to him. I was like, you know, it's hereditary. My dad had it. He never wanted to tell me. He was like, well, what was your mother's pregnancy like? Because it's all about the mom's pregnancy. Like anything right. she does, any stress she feels, if she's not outside enough, like maybe that's right. why, like, you know, you, like you get depressed because she wasn't outside in the sun. I'm like, my mom just ate cheesecake and I hate cheesecake. And, you know, like, I really do hate cheesecake. And it's weird because that's the only thing she ate with me.
You just got sick of it.
Yeah, I got sick of it. I'm lactose intolerant.
Maybe if you tried it now, you'd be like, okay. It's
I hate been 20 the smell.
Years. Oh, really?
Every time I smell it, every time somebody orders it, I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work. Like, I just...
You're like, can you cheat on me already?
Yeah, cheat on me instead of ordering a cheesecake. Because you're not going to understand me ending it because of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about my mom's pregnancy.
Yeah, ask. It's interesting.
I don't want to know. I know, okay. I was conceived in Venezuela.
Ooh, which is yes.
cool, but that's about all I know.
Yeah, I was probably conceived in Hyde Park, New York.
So July, June, August, because May 31st, right?
So oh, yeah.
That's probably around when you were conceived. Can you think of, like, a birthday or something that maybe falls in there?
No. My parents, yeah. like, they, like, they do a lot of sex. Unfortunately, they just, because I remember I asked them because I knew so many clients, like, getting divorced or, right. like, whatever. And I was like, Mom, like, do you and Dad have sex? She's like, yeah, even when I don't want to. And I'm like, didn't need to know that.
Like, you're like, a yes would have sufficed.
That's it. That's all I needed.
See, my bedroom wall is right next to my parents. So when I was a little bit, when I was like 13 and learning how to masturbate, I would hear my parents having sex. And wasn't good time fun. I was always thankful I had an iPod.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's my nightmare.
But let's roll on into my next pick before this gets more uncomfortable. Your next pick, sorry, which is You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore. Tell me a little bit about this one. This is a big departure from a lot of your playlists.
Yeah.
There are like a handful of songs that are very different. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this one.
So, I really like the remix to like with G-Eazy on this one too. Another Gemini.
Now it would fit. Go ahead. Tell me a little bit about. Yeah.
So, You Don't Own Me. I really like listening to it because, I've felt very controlled in relationships.
Okay.
Where, like, people just feel like I owe them something. Right. Or, like...
You exist to be my girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, there were certain things with somebody I was seeing. I wasn't allowed to do certain things. They were, like, insane.
Right.
With me, like... cheerleading at Marist, me wanting to go to a party, me like having like certain girlfriends. Like I remember like I was in a really like insecure place and I dated somebody so much older, like only like 5 years older, right. but I felt
when
like
when you're younger, 5 years is
yeah.
Yeah. Like our, you're 25, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I could 25 too. I couldn't imagine dating a 30-year-old.
Yeah. I felt like he was, like, so smart. He knew yeah. everything, and he really played that up. I remember, like, when I drank too much one night, he just, like, locked me in the bathroom and was like, you shouldn't have ever went out. Like, it was so scary.
Like humiliating. Yeah.
Yeah. Humiliating. That's a perfect word. And then after that, like, and it wasn't like that long, like, period of time that I was able to get away from him. And then after that, like, I dated the one kid that cheated on me. And then I went to therapy and it was like, oh, like, I don't owe anybody anything. Like, I'm taking ownership of my life. I'm taking control again of, like, what I, like, of me.
Right.
Somebody shouldn't control me. I control me. I make my own decisions. Like, I say what I want. Like, you're not going to shut me up. Like, you're not going to take advantage of that, of my, like, admiration of you.
Right.
Like, so, and I just feel like, even, like, I'll run when a guy is, maybe it's somebody, like, being needy, but, like, it comes off as controlling sometimes.
Right, yeah.
So I run from that, like, well, right away.
I totally get that. My high school girlfriend was like that, where she was like, if I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to go out with my guy friends tonight. And, like, she liked my guy friends. It wasn't like they were, like, shitty people. They didn't like her. But, like, she would, like, call me, like, 2 hours in and be like, can I hang out with you and your guy friend? Can I cry? You know, and I'd be like, this was supposed to be me fucking around with John and Greg, you know, screaming shit at cars driving by. And I'm like, you know, and now we're going to be different because you're around. And, like, now whenever something like that happens, I'm just like, I can't do this.
No. I like to feel like I can breathe.
Yeah.
And if I lose that, like, I just feel like I'm, like, because I lost myself in that. Yeah. And I didn't, like, you get to this vulnerable state of, like, you're like, well, you're nothing anymore. And this song, like, brings me up where it's like, you don't own me, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Like, yeah, that one got heavy.
Let's go into my next pick, which is lighter. Kinda, not really. My Body's Made of Crushed Up Little Stars by Mitski. This is a song about anxiety.
Yay!
But I don't, like, Mitski is one of my favorite artists. Like, she kind of is, like, she's kind of, like, become the modern face of women in indie rock. And, like, I feel like that's because she kind of, like, embodies so many things where, like, she's kind of a pop star, but she's also, like, kind of a punk and kind of, like, you know, like an every woman where, like, so many people can relate to her. And this one in particular is just sort of a song about, like, wanting to do a lot and, like, being aware that you're able to do a lot, but also being like, how the fuck am I gonna make anything work? Where there's like, she repeats a lot of phrases in this where one of my favorite verses is, I better ace that interview, I better ace that interview, I should tell them that I'm not afraid to die, I better ace that interview. Which is, like, how I feel sometimes if I'm, like, going on a job interview and I'm, like, gonna sit there and, like, oh, hey, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, I'm gonna tell them I gotta tell them I'm not afraid to die. So yeah. And, like, stuff like that. So
stuff like that.
Yeah. But yeah, and now my editor's messaging me. But yeah, so stuff like that. And, like, I don't know, it's kind of empowering, but also, like, sort of like, you know what, fuck it, just kill me.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. We all battle with that and like feeling like you have everything to do and there's not enough time where you could just end it all.
Exactly. She does that at one point where she says, I work better under a deadline. I pick an age when I'm going to disappear. Until then, I can try again. And I'm like, she's saying, one day I'm going to kill myself, but...
Someone should reach out.
Yeah.
She should get reported.
No, she's fine. She's like, she's taken a little bit of time off like touring and she's probably working on new music, but
okay.
Taking some time off touring right now.
All right. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
That's probably therapeutic. Yeah. It's just like alone time and love it.
Hell yeah.
Need it.
But let's go into your next pick, which is Love Myself by Haley Steinfeld. Yeah.
When I get chills at night, I feel it deep inside without you. Yeah. Know how to satisfy, keeping the tempo right without you. Yeah. Pictures in my mind on replay. I'm gonna touch the pain away. I know how to scream my own name, scream my name.
Tell me a little bit about this one.
Okay, by the way, I love that you like love the art, like you know the artist and like you talk about the artist and you're like, I really like this one because yeah. She's this. And I'm like, oh, I love that.
This is all I think about. This in comedy.
This is great. This is why I really enjoy this podcast.
I'm glad.
Because I feel like I'm learning stuff. So... She's an actress, right. This one, but I really like the song because it's, again, like, I love me. Basically, like, it's just, like, I can depend on me, and I don't have to worry about you, and, you know, you're not going to knock me down. I'm going to get done what I have to get done, and I love all my flaws. It's, like, basically, like, things you should say to yourself,
right,
every day as... cheesy as it sounds, I don't do it, but I've heard.
Well, I feel like that's one of those things where when you listen to music, that's like, you gotta love yourself. It's like, no one ever loves themselves all the time.
Yeah,
but having those reminders is nice.
Yeah, it's a nice reminder song.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I love me, I'm great, me, all about me.
Yeah.
I was like that, and you know, in high school, I loved my, like, I really did love me.
That's good.
And like I had a best friend. We would, that was our like motto, like me, all about me.
That's, hey, I'm trying to adopt that now. It's hard to like embrace the older you get, but like, it's definitely something that you end up thinking more, where I feel like in high school, I was too in my own head to be like, oh yeah, I'm awesome. You know, I was worrying about my girlfriend that had to crash my guy nights.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like in now it's like we're at a time where we know more, we're more experienced, we've learned more, we're more interesting people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was not interesting in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, gymnastics is cool, and I get straight A's. Like,
I thought I was so cool because I'm like, I'm in theater, and I listen to metal, and I'm like, yeah. You and so many other people.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm cool as fuck, and yeah. Like, senior superlatives came out, and I got most likely to have their own show, and I was like, I'm a star. It's gonna be called Me.
My high school girlfriend wanted to get. it probably wasn't best couple, but maybe it was best couple or something. And like we didn't, which it was a good thing.
Clearly, but, you know, single life.
But like she really wanted it. And she was like, well, we've been together the longest of all the other couples that are seniors. And I'm like, that doesn't mean we're the best. We're not the most. I'm like, maybe if I was dating someone else, I'd get it. People don't like.
So this is that would have been a great way to like break up with her when she like really was like, we need to get best couple.
I'd be like, I need to get this. So I'm going to date someone else.
Best couple, me, myself, and I.
Let's roll into your next song because you do have a few more than me.
I had a problem. I, you know,
your initial list I think was like 30 songs. Your next pick was "I Didn't Know My Own Strength" by Whitney Houston.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength. And I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I think
Tell me a little bit about this one. Ballad.
Love Whitney.
She's great.
Love her so much. R.I.P. Queen. I didn't know my own strength. Everything's taken from her, you know. She has her own problems and like she's left with like who am I, like how am I going to get through this? And you know, at the time she was able to fight through whatever she was going through. And she, because whenever you're at your lowest point, that's when you grow into your strongest self and you learn the most about who you are. And
getting inspiring.
Yeah. I wanted to say something problematic.
Go ahead, say it. No. Say it. Well, now you have to. Come on, say it. I'm trying to get on Gas Digital, so.
Okay. Okay. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I'm
don't over that. Just say it.
Okay. Okay, when black people are successful, they're the most inspiring.
Okay, that's okay.
I just don't know if that's problematic.
I see why you think that's problematic.
I got all red to say it.
It'd be a lot
like,
worse if you just said the N word instead of black people.
Yeah, I just do feel like Kevin Hart is the most inspiring human being ever. Like his story, like his book, I'm like, wow.
That's fair. I get it. That's why there's like the Oscar bait movies, like The Blind Side. Was that the one?
Yeah, where people get so mad over The Blind Side.
I didn't see it.
It's a good movie. Like it's just like, right. But it's like white people like.
It's a white savior movie.
Yeah. Like Kevin Hart was like, I'm doing it. Doing it on my own. Like, and that's how I feel at the song. It's just like I didn't know my own strength, and like, also like, where like the black community is going, like. They need the most, like, they have the most strength, and, like, they've been through so much.
They're resilient.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. You took it right away. Like, I needed that, so thank you.
Yeah, no, it's great, and, yeah, I dig it. And, like, we need more inspiring songs from women of color.
So, 100%.
Yeah. But let's roll into my next pick, which is an inspiring song by a white woman.
Yeah.
Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac.
Shining autumn, ocean crashing.
Okay.
Fucking love Fleetwood Mac. I love this record. And Silver Spring, I was initially kind of like, should I include this? Because I was like, I'm just kind of including this just because I want a Fleetwood Mac song. But I like put two and two together about it recently, where now it's much more of a girl power song. Mm-hmm. Where, do you know the context of Fleetwood Mac rumors?
No.
No. So that album, I think that everyone in the band was pretty much dating each other.
Okay.
At the very least, Stevie Nicks and...
Stevie Nicks is Gemini.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I know.
Who's the guitar? Lindsey Buckingham. Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham were dating each other. But they were breaking up as they were writing this song.
Mm.
And, like, they were, like, hooking up with other people and dating. And, like... Lindsey Buckingham wrote the song Go Your Own Way, where he takes the lead vocal, and it's a big go fuck yourself song. And the B-side is Silver Spring, which is like this big, beautiful ballad. But in it, she sings, "You will never get away from the sound of the woman that loves you," which is like, you might be hurting me, but I'm going to be a superstar and I'm going to be on the radio and you're not going to get away from me ever. And when they play this song live, it is fucking wild. Ah. Where... like, because they do Go Your Own Way, because they both sing, so they'll, like, turn and look at each other during Go Your Own Way, but they turn and look at each other during Silver Spring, and there's a video of them doing it in, like, the 90s, like, 20 years after all this went down, and Stevie Nicks still sounds like she's like, "You're never getting away from me," and it's amazing.
Such a Gemini.
Yeah, and like that's how I felt. That so like that's how I feel doing where I'm like, I need to be successful in comedy because I just need to, like, every girl that's ghost to me to be like, okay.
I feel that. I won a 40 under 40 award in the Hudson Valley, and I was like, yeah, getting back all these like men that were mean. And the kid that actually, like, locked me in the bathroom, we had a terrible relationship,
right.
But, like, he always pinned it that I was crazy and this and that, like,
right.
Whatever.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, and I, like, never heard from him after our breakup. 3 years later, he DMs me on Instagram and was like, "Hey, was that you who won the 40 under 40? And I was like, "What other Sally Torgiani do you know?" Like... please let
see,
me know.
I don't have the luxury of a distinctive last name.
Ah.
James Crowell is a pretty common name.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's so common. There's like five Wikipedia pages for people named James Crowley.
Wow.
Yeah. I just got to go in and edit
that's
one
why you
to
got
be about me at some point.
James Crowley 68.
That's why I had to be James P. Crowley 68. Well, birthday, June 8th.
Oh, love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But...
yeah, so that's definitely what I want.
Yeah, I was really upset about a breakup once with, not even a breakup, it was a girl that ghosted me. Like, we went on, like, 4 dates or something.
Okay.
And, like, she lived in White Plains, and, like, she was a comedy fan. Like, she, like, loved comedy, and I have a joke about her in my act where I talk about, like, she was the first person that ever, like, believed in me as a comic. And grant, she never saw me do comedy. So, like, ill-advised. And I was just starting out. So, aww, like, I was really bad. But she was like, "You know, you seem really hardworking, and I think it's going to work out." And, like, that's my opener. So my dream now is to do a show at White Plains Comedy Club. And she just, like, bought tickets, and she's there. And
yeah,
she's, like, front row, and she hears this joke that I wrote about her.
Yeah. And like, it's funny. It's a punching line. She's not a punching bag. So
right. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It ends up being like a self-deprecating thing.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, well, then I'll tell you the joke off mic. I don't want to burn my material.
I get it.
But let's keep on rolling along into your next pick, which is Stronger by Britney Spears. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
tell me about this song. I didn't know this one. This is like a Britney deep cut.
Really?
It's not like one of her big hits.
Okay.
Yeah, this isn't Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah, yeah. Even though that's like another anthem for me. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, Stronger is, it's, you know, what, hold on, sorry.
Take your time, do what you gotta do.
I'm like, I know.
I also kept thinking, like, there's the part of me that whenever it came up, I expected it to be Stronger by Kanye West.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what Google said, too. Yeah, it's basically she's, Britney probably went through a breakup or something.
Right.
And she's alone, and it doesn't bother her that she's alone. She's killing it. She's, like, you won't, like, she was probably told that you'll never make it, and
right,
you're this and you're that, and she'll just be like, no, I'm good. I'll make it on my own. I don't need you. I'm stronger than that. I'm stronger than this situation. And it's like, that was inspiring to me when it came out, and it's more relatable to me today.
You were in like third grade.
Yeah, it's like, what am I, did you not win a medal at gymnastics? Like, I don't need them. Like, I don't need them judging me. But, you know, when you are told, like, you'll never make it or you're never going to do that, that's just, like, fuel to my fire.
Oh, and yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's, like, an athlete's mentality on top of it where it's, like, no.
I read this thing once that was, it was an oral history of an album by the Gaslight Anthem, and at one point they were like, you're never gonna get the fuck you of your 20s back. And I'm like, I think you get the fuck you of whatever anytime someone's like, you're not gonna do this. And I'm like, fuck you, I am.
Yeah, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Love is blind.
As we learned from the show, love is not blind.
It's not blind. Fuck you, Jessica. Mark is gonna make it on his own.
Let's go into your next song, which is Just Because I'm a Woman by Dolly Parton.
I can see you're disappointed by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry that I'm not the woman you thought I'd be. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand, my mistakes are no worse than yours just because I'm a woman. So when you look at me, don't feel sorry for yourself. Just think of all.
Yeah.
Class. This was another, like, the Leslie Gore and the Dolly Parton. I'm like, these aren't what I expected from this. Everything else, I'm like, this kind of checks out.
Okay.
But tell me about this one.
I love throwing in things that, like, make, like, just, like, I love, like, having, like, people right, having expectations of me, and then I'm like,
right,
let me sprinkle in,
yeah,
something a little different.
No, I dig it. Yeah.
Yes. Good. That's what I go for.
Except you also started this podcast by saying you hate country music and put a Dolly Parton song in.
Yeah, but like, it's
lies.
Dolly. Okay. Maybe I'm just a liar. I'm so offended. Yeah, I love this because she is saying, like, I'm just like a human, and I'm going to make the same mistakes
right,
as you. But
it's like, my mistakes aren't worse just because I'm a woman.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel that, like, I feel like I'll make mistakes and people will look down on me, or maybe I'm making it in my own head. I put a lot of pressure,
right,
a lot of shame on myself, but I wonder if I would do that if I was a man.
I don't know if I can speak to that because as an anxious and depressed person, I'm always second guessing myself.
This is my life.
So that's just me. But no, I get it where, like, I feel like there's always the expectation where it's just like, I feel like what ends up happening sometimes is, like, if a woman does something wrong, she's either scrutinized for it more than a man is, or she's dismissed because of it, where it's like,
ooh,
well,
yeah,
what did you expect? She is just a woman, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. And I feel, a lot of like people hold me at this certain level.
Right.
And like whether it's like a trophy or like a quote unquote pretty girl that should do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, I'm just as gross as a dude sometimes.
Right.
Like not all the time, but like for the most part, you know, I live in my car. I have a blanket in there. Like I'm disgusting. Like
you're a comic.
At the end of the day, I'm just a comic.
I figure like that's a bit. Now this is a turning side. I feel like female comics end up for the most part, not all, but like
we think twice about feminism.
Well, no, you have the same you're the same like boldness that like a dude has in the sense that like now I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this.
I get it,
but you kind of know what I mean. Where it's like, yeah. I'm not afraid to be gross.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, cool. Let's roll into the next pick for me, which is June by Tiger's Jaw. I like Tiger's Jaw a lot. This one is sort of like the World is a Beautiful Place track, where it's a song kind of about like sexual assault and like just like being aware of shit. Like I'm pulling up the lyrics now, and it's like it's about like calling people out. It's about helping someone that's going through a tough period where like maybe they've gone through like a sexual assault, where like, you know, I've been that person for a couple people where they've like come to me with their stories and stuff, and I'm like, look, there's not a whole lot I can do. I can give you my input, but like, yeah, you know, and I can listen to you, but like there's not a whole lot else I can like say or do that's going to make this better. But like I can give you my thoughts and I could give you my advice and that's about it. And like, I don't know, I figure like the line, I can see you and the ache you're hiding. I'm here, you know, I'll always remind you. Like, that's like something that rings out for me. So
deep,
deep.
That's a deep one.
Yeah. You know,
well, it's nice that you listen to them and yeah, like, you know, that's, I value you for doing that.
Thanks.
Because a lot of, you know, people, just even girlfriends, don't do that for each other. They're like, this is too heavy. Like, I'm not emotionally stable and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's really great that you're that good of a person.
I try. I don't know. But hasn't happened in a few years, so positive.
Did I go down?
Well, now I feel like I'm like, am I virtue signaling right now? I'm an awesome person.
Well, it hasn't happened in a few years, so don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
I was a good person
when I was in college. I'm not such a good person anymore. People stopped coming to me with their problems a long time. They realized I can't help them, so they're just like, whatever.
And you're not really around it. I mean, like, as much.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like I didn't go to college like that.
Right.
Like, I kind of like, I lived at home or like I lived in an apartment. But like when I was talking to somebody and like we were talking about like colleges and like they like were away at school and like would get drunk and wake up.
Yeah.
Like naked or like,
yeah,
you know, like guys would do like certain things. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never like really seen it. I mean, like, my mom always said it, like, when I was 7 years old, she's like, don't ever drink a drink that wasn't yours. You're going to get, like,
you know, careful.
I'm like, Mom, I'm 7. Like, you don't need to tell me this. But, you know, she instilled fear in me. So, like, I never, you know, put myself in those situations anymore.
Definitely. Let's go a little bit more positive. And I'm going to put your next two together because same artist. Your next two picks are Formation by Beyonce.
Corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Oh, I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5. In my bag, swag.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Oh yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi.
And Pretty Hurts by Beyonce.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl. What's in your head? It doesn't matter. Brush your hair. Fix your teeth. What you wear is all that matters. Just another stage. Imagine the pain away. This time I'm gonna take the crown without falling down.
So let's start with Formation. Tell me a little bit about Formation.
This was Beyonce came out with this in this, like at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I remember watching the Super Bowl and she's just like walking out. Everyone's so into the game and Beyonce just like made the Super Bowl about her. She's like, hey, this is a new song. And I have a new
Coldplay
album.
Coldplay was the halftime show. And no one gives a shit if that Coldplay was playing that.
No, I didn't even remember that they played that because Beyonce was like, this is about me.
Yeah. It was the year after she had her halftime show too, which was also great.
Blacked it out. She like, I don't know. I think I love Beyonce.
She's grown on me. I used to not love Beyonce and now I do.
Yeah, love her. Formation was great. She really brings her culture, like it's like culture forward.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. She's like, I don't like, this is who, like, this is my heritage. This is where we are from. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
And it's a posse track. It has the same sort of vibe as like Seven Rings, where it's like, yeah, we're all together and like fucking with this.
Yeah. Yeah. All about girl gang stuff.
Yeah.
You know, since I can't like be in a real gang. I mean, girl gangs are real gangs, guys. But, you know, I'm never going to shoot someone or.
Don't count yourself out. You know, you got life's long.
I mean, I have a paintball gun. That's about it.
Tell me a little bit about Pretty Hurts now. I didn't relate to this song at all.
Okay.
I'm not pretty.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are beautiful. I like that, like, Beyonce's, like, kind of being a little bit, like, she's being vulnerable. And she's like, listen, like, I just want to be happy. And I was just saying this today, like, at the end of the day, like, all I want is to be happy. And I feel, like, even weird or pathetic saying that. But it's, like, it's not about the outside. It's about your soul. And like, it kind of wakes you up. For me, like, it's like, okay, like, where is your growth? What is your value? What do you value? Where are you putting your energy? Where are you putting your time? And like, it shouldn't be so physical. And like, it's funny because I've had this battle with the fitness industry. It's like pretty fucking hurts. And those people are like very mean and they're like being judged by your looks constantly.
Right.
You know, you can only be like so happy all of the time.
Yeah.
And women should remember like they're more than just a pretty face.
Yeah. I feel like that's a thing that like as a guy, you never really think about, like, you know, just because I'm like, you know, granted, I have times that I'm like, I want to look good, but I'm never like, oh, hey, you know, I'm like, are they just, do they just like my looks or like, are they going to care that I don't look amazing?
Yeah.
But yeah. So. I feel that. But yeah. Let's roll into my next pick, which is Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. I wanted to include a Phoebe song, and I figured this was the most empowering because most of hers are just sad. And this one is just sort of like a another calling out shitty dude song where like she dated Bryan Adams briefly and was like, he was a piece of shit. He was abusive. He would like say things, you know, she was one of the women that outed him to the New York Times.
Love it.
Like a year ago. And having motion sickness, it's just sort of like, it's a little bit like, I'm so fed up with you. And it's also, like, you're so ridiculous. And I kind of love, I love shit like that. That's like, what are you doing? You know, like kind of rolling your eyes and being like, what the fuck is this? Where she's got a line where she's like, you were in a band when I was born. And she, it's just like, yeah, Ryan Adams, why are you doing this? And she's like, why do you always sing with an English accent? You're from California.
Yes.
And like,
just roasting.
Yeah.
Him.
And just being like, you know, and then just being, I have emotional motion sickness where it's just like, you're such a dick jerking me around and.
Been there.
Yeah. So I dig this one.
Yeah, I'm all for people calling each other out.
Yes.
Men and women. But if men did it, they would get looked at a little
That's
differently.
True. Let's go into your next pick, which is She-Wolf by Shakira. This was a little inspired by the Super Bowl.
I had this on before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But yeah, the Super Bowl, I was like, now I definitely need to move this like up on the list so we can.
It's a jam.
It's a jam. I always love the song. Again, I love anything you can move to. Shakira is great. She's very like stable. Like I just respect her overall because she seems like she's very consistent. Shakira. Yeah. Like I just don't think she like goes off the rails.
Yeah. She's been a consistent pop star.
Yeah, she's consistent. Awesome. She's positive. I like her. There's something about her that I like really like. But this song is kind of like a she-wolf is funny. Like if you look up the, did you look up the definition? It's pretty funny.
I've heard it, but I know it. It's sort of like a
destroy her prey.
Yeah, it's like a, it's almost like a mythological thing, right?
Yeah, and I really like wolves. They're like,
they're cool.
They're one of my fave animals.
I'm more of a fox guy, if I'm being honest.
My dog looked like a wolf and a fox combined.
This doesn't direct me to the definition of she-wolf. I trust you and I believe you.
Yeah, it's an interesting definition. It's she-wolves, like they were like wounded and they will like, they'll hunt.
Yeah.
They hunt. They hunt like men who are mean and who are abusive, but they don't handle it correctly. It's just a nice jam to dance to on top of it.
Right.
But yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I dig it. Speeding up because Erin just texted me she's going to be here in 11 minutes. So let's move on into my next pick, which is Tummy Ache by Diet Sig. Punk band. I this one, it's just kind of like I'm trying my best, but it's hard to be punk while wearing a skirt. No offense, but Sally, you strike me as the least punk person I've ever met. So I feel like you might not totally get what that means.
No.
But me being someone that's like around punk a lot, I see a lot of sexism in it, and like that's a scene that's like, it boasts that it's like very like welcoming and inviting and like tries to be cool, and then like it's like people are shitty.
Yeah, I relate on like all the levels to that. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like that with comedy.
Yeah, comedy is always like we try to be open and cool, but we're not. Like even though like everyone's like, oh yeah, comedy's for everybody. It's like, no, you know.
Not attractive girls.
Yeah, women get discriminated. Hey, that moment's changing.
It is.
With people like Nikki Glaser and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome. But let's roll on into your next pick, which is a classic, TLC No Scrubs. Yeah.
Thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
no one on your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
And I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. So I don't.
Tell me a little bit about No Scrubs.
It means like, you know, you just don't want to settle. You don't want to settle for anything less than you deserve. And I've come across a lot of scrubs.
Yeah.
I
feel like very often I'm the scrub that women are like, nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I'm like a dork when it comes to dating. Sometimes it varies. I don't know.
Okay. So dork as in
but
how?
Like living with my parents, but also like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel a scrub as somebody with like who likes like talks this big talk but has right. no plan, they no action. You could live with your parents for however long.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like if you talk this talk like, yeah, I'm buying a house, like I'm doing this, like this is my car.
See,
and
I've
then,
been saying I'm gonna move out for the past 3 years.
Okay, but you're yeah. making moves though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you know? Finally.
Yeah. And what, you're 25?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't like
yeah.
If you're my cousin with a Jesus tattoo on the back at 35 years old and, you know, you live at home, like, he's also been talking about moving to Arizona for 10 years. And it's like,
right.
dude, like, what are you doing?
When are you moving to Arizona?
Yeah. And, like, I really...
Bring Jesus back to the desert.
Yeah, bringing Jesus to the desert. Oh, I just got that. Love it. I don't know. I like when a guy is kind of like, he works hard and,
yeah.
you know... I feel like a scrub just kind of like mooches off of you, never leaves your place and just plops his ass down and you're just like,
well, see, okay. That's my real goal is I want to date a very wealthy woman that will support me while I chase my comedy dreams.
Love it. You know, live your truth.
Going to be a trophy husband.
Go ahead.
You know, that's my real goal.
Someone
call me a scrub. I call myself a trophy husband.
Yes. I love that.
This takes the girl power away.
it's like I'm
this is
gonna
where the podcast turns problematic on my
end. Hey, I mean,
in favor of scrubs.
I have a t-shirt on, like on my. I have a picture on my Facebook, and it says like future trophy wife. In 2009, and that's what I wanted out of my life, and now I'm over here like, no, I'm good.
I mean, I don't know. I support people that are like, I want to be a trophy wife.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a good goal.
It's a good life. You know, my mom is.
Yeah.
She's a babe.
I used to work at a country club. I saw a lot of trophy wives. And, you know, they did have to work hard for some things. You know, their kids were out of control.
Yeah, they have to have sex when they don't want to. Yeah.
Not funny. Their husbands were drunks. You know, they had to DD, you know. Let's bring this on home with the last two songs. My last song is Hard Times by Paramore.
Paramore growing up.
I could kind of see that. Yeah. You know. they were a popular punk band.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the most recent Paramore album a lot. I wanted to include a Paramore song. I feel like a lot of like the early stuff is kind of like self-deprecating. And I mean, again, this is one that I just like because it's like honest and real and it's like life is hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, and like I like that it's post-punk. So,
yeah.
But yeah, let's bring this on home with your last pick, which is Control by Janet Jackson.
Was it that?
Was it not?
I think it's What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Neglect is on your mind. Who's right?
Okay, I didn't listen to that. So tell me about by Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Maybe I just saw the album title and like when it. Tell me about What Have You Done For Me Lately. Hold on one second.
Okay, can I?
What Have You Done For Me Lately, Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this song. I listened to a little bit of it while
it's a fun a break. One.
Yeah.
She was going through a divorce and she basically was like. It's a song about like her, like frustrating, like how frustrating men can be.
I believe it.
And it's all like, well, what do you do for me? I do all of these things for you. And then you're kind of just like, eh, you're all right. Or like, eh, I'm still going to cheat on you anyways. So she's just like, well, what have you done for me lady? And or lately. And then like all like ladies are like at that time, they're like, yeah, what have you done for me? Like, I remember there was this girl I was friends with, she was funny. She was just like, well, does he feed you? Does he finance you? He doesn't even fuck you that good. So, like, he's not doing anything for you. And I was like, oh, I never, I guess not. I don't know. And, you know, it reminds me of this song. And it's also an Eddie Murphy bit from Raw.
Oh, I don't know if I've watched Raw recently. I don't remember it.
Watch it.
I'll rewatch Eddie Murphy. It. He's great. He's like, he's one of the few comics that got specials in his 20s.
I know. Think about that. I'm like, damn.
I just interviewed Taylor Tomlinson for Newsweek. So we like ran through all the comics that got specials in their 20s. And she was like, yeah, I think it's me and Pete Davidson, Bo Burnham and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Damn. She's great.
She's awesome.
Love her.
That interview's coming out tomorrow, so I'm stoked.
Yes. I'll listen. Read.
Read. Yeah. Print magazine.
Okay.
But yeah. Cool. Sally, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
I think this is going to get broken up into two parts, so do you want to throw your social media in at the end here?
Yeah.
Where can people find you one more time?
You can find me on Instagram at Sally Doing Things. All one word.
Cool. Find me on Instagram at James P. Crowley, on Twitter at James P. Crowley 68. And come to Frankie and James Do Half Hours. Come on April 3rd. Come to the comic strip on March 24th. And if you know Peter Clark Deutsch or you just want to see a bunch of comics make fun of a skinny white guy, come to the Roast of Peter Clark Deutsch at White Plains Comedy Club on March 20th. It'll be a good time. Sally, thanks again for doing this. And I'll jam out with you next time.
Oh, bye. Thanks. Bye.